South Pacific and in Australia in the 1950s.
Well, after 50 minutes, the committee had heard more than a dozen bids, and Natasha Engel could reflect on a job well done.
It's been absolutely brilliant. It's gone much better than I thought it would. So thank you very, very much for taking part in this. We will write to every single person who's made representation and let you know. But thank you very, very much for taking part. Thank you.
Not a bad pilot, but it needs a bit of polish if the producers want a hit series. Everyone was far too polite. There were no winners or losers and no sign of Evan Davis. Ah, well, there's always next week.
Sean Curran reporting, and you can hear more on that and what happened yesterday in Parliament at 8:30 on Radio 4 Longwave.
It's 10 to 7. China and Japan often fall out. Their latest difficulties are over a Chinese panda. The panda is dead. It was on loan to a Japanese zoo when it died, and the Chinese are sending a team to investigate. Henry Nichols is author of The Way of the Panda, The Curious History of China's Political Animal. He's in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we should say that this includes as well, this latest falling out, a dispute over a collision involving a Chinese fishing vessel and a Japanese patrol boat. So there's quite a lot going on in the background.
There is. I mean, pandas have always found their way into politics, and they are of immense importance in Chinese culture, something which we often don't appreciate in the West.
So they have this accident at sea, if it was an accident, and then the panda dies, and that is the problem now.
The two things are being sandwiched together, yes. I mean, this. So the panda is being used now, certainly in the media, to escalate these tensions.
Is it? So what are the Chinese saying about what happened?
Well, it's difficult to know, to comment on the details of the case, but the panda seems to have died during a routine operation. It was a general anaesthetic. That always carries risks. So I don't think we can get to the bottom of what's happened yet, but what is most interesting is that is China's very, very strong response over this panda. And this is actually, of course, in keeping with the importance of this species to China.
So when you say strong response, I mean, they're sending a team to go to Japan, aren't they, to go investigate what happened. What are the Chinese media telling their own people about what's happening?
Well, they are saying that there are sort of allegations that this is deliberate, which is just nonsense. I mean, those are sort of wild speculations going around the internet.
But it's interesting, though, whether it's nonsense or not. It's fascinating
it happens.
And over a panda.
Well, don't forget, this is China's national treasure. It's become virtually synonymous with China itself. So what's at stake is not really just a panda. It's actually modern China's own identity.
It's odd, isn't it? Because it's such a fragile beast. I mean, not only this one that sadly has died, but actually, I mean, there are some in the conservation world, aren't there, who wonder whether all the money that's spent on keeping pandas alive could be better spent elsewhere. And that sort of plays into this whole business of the Chinese selecting the panda as such an important animal for them.
It emerged in China only in the 1950s as a national symbol.
Really? Which they didn't care about it before then?
No. And it's almost coincident with the Communist Party coming to power in 1949. It was a perfect emblem for the new Chinese state. So uniquely Chinese, very important, extremely rare, very valuable, beautiful, of course, coveted by the West. That was terrific for them. And then there's